Becky and Bill, we'll talk about the group together, but they're going to do some duos together. Becky has a solo number. I'm still going to introduce them by the name that you can find their CDs under and their performances. Please join me as we welcome Bare Bones.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free. Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Oh, Daniel served the living God. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He trusted him who never fails. Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God, every morning, noon and night. Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Old Daniel prayed, every morning, noon and night. Oh, Daniel served the living God. He prayed to God, every morning, noon and night. He cares not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails. Oh, Daniel prayed, every morning, noon and night. Whoa. Brothers, let us watch and pray and live like Daniel day to day. He prayed to God, every morning, noon and night. We too can gladly dare and do the things of God who'll take us through. Oh, Daniel prayed, every morning, noon and night. Oh, Daniel served the living God. He prayed to God, every morning, noon and night. He trusted him who never fails. Oh, Daniel prayed, every morning, noon and night.
Bill and Becky Kimmitz, did you see the look of delight on my face when you began to sing that song? You might not have been looking at me, but the reason, and can you hear okay?
Yes.
I hope. The reason is because I wanted to play that song this morning. It's there on my list of songs to play, and I didn't get to it. And I'm really glad I didn't get to it, so we got to hear the two of you. Sing it. Well, welcome. It's nice to have you.
It's wonderful to be back. Thanks.
Up here. If you're wondering, Bill and Becky and Mark, Bare Bones, have a concert, a house concert tonight.
Right.
And we have a link on our website. If you go to slbradio.org and click on Bare Bones, it'll take you to an email where you can find out all the house concert information. You certainly can give more if you would like to. But house concert sponsors, I always want to be careful. And
we do. We like to be a little careful about that. If you want to go, the information is available. But we won't give out the house address. But if you go to that link, then you can get all the information.
Yeah, and it's here in the Pittsburgh area,
yes,
just so you know.
Yes.
And house concerts are warm, welcoming ways. Bill and Becky are great, and Bare Bones is great. But Stage AE was unavailable. We tried Heinz Hall. They were unavailable. Capitol Theater. It's nice to it's music that's meant to be heard in a very intimate setting.
We like to think of it as chamber music.
Yeah, absolutely. So some folks don't know your story a little bit. Let's talk about the two of you first. How long have you been singing together, and how did this all start?
Well, we were interested in what the young man before us said. He said he'd been singing all of his life, ever since he's learned to talk. And Bill and I basically have been singing since we've hit the planet, too. I mean, my mom said that I sang to myself before I could talk. So, yeah, I think the music is just like born into you. But Bill and I met in December of 1979. And we were
so it'll be 40 singing, years in December.
Started singing together immediately just because that's what we do. And we were kicking around with that little quartet, just four of us singing, and friends when we get together at gatherings and stuff. And we were invited, well, we sort of invited ourselves to do the first Friends of Old Time Music and Dance Festival. And we went out to sing at this festival, and we said, you know, to our friend, can we sing? Can we please sing? And he says, oh, I guess so. You know, so we'll put you up during the break. And we needed a name. So he says, this is the Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet.
Because there was four of us.
There were four of us. And so we sang, and people liked it. And they said, please sing more. And we said, we don't know any more songs. So we've increased our repertoire quite a bit since then.
How did you two meet?
Oh, we met at a party. There was a film party. My friend, Doug Chadwick, had made a film about the famous Lilly Brothers of Clear Creek, West Virginia. And that film premiere was at the State Cultural Center. And I went down with my friend Doug, the filmmaker, for the Lilly Brothers film. And Bill was there. He had just finished a role in A Christmas Carol, where he played Marley's ghost. So all those groups came together at a party, at a house party in Charleston, West Virginia. And that's where I met Mr. Bill Kimmins.
How about that? It's not surprising that a film like that would attract two people who love music the way you do. Where did you grow up, Becky?
Well, I grew up just outside of Beckley, West Virginia. My grandparents lived in Beckley, but my grandmother was from Summers County. She grew up at a place that's no longer on the map. It's called Streeter. And that's about 35 miles as the crow flies from where Hazel Dickens grew up. And my grandmother was a Primitive Baptist, so she had that same kind of craggy singing style as Hazel. She never knew Hazel, but, you know, when I sing, people sometimes say to me that you sound like Hazel Dickens, but really I sound like Lily Basham Halstead.
And how about you, Bill?
Well, actually, I was born and raised in North Carolina and then left there in 1969 and moved to Hawaii and then California and then Oregon, then back to California, then back to North Carolina, and just by a fluke ended up in West Virginia in 1976 and was going to be here 3 months. And, of course, that was 42 years ago.
Wow. And were you an actor during?
Yeah, I was an actor during that time, but it was all community stuff. I never did any professional acting. And plus, I sang a lot in choruses and in college and in high school and in church and that whole thing. So, and then did musicals and all that kind of stuff. I really never got into old-time music and this type of singing until I met Becky.
Isn't that something? Because you're a natural singer, and it's also interesting you're I don't know if I should call it nomadic, but you moved around a lot, and Becky's got her not that you haven't traveled, but growing up you've got your 20-mile little rope and kind of goat around the tree staying within the county. I gather pretty much
kind of, sort of.
Yeah, you moved.
I did a little traveling, too. But,
yeah.
And the interesting thing is that I don't think I would have had an appreciation for the music that I sing unless I had been introduced to it by people from outside the state.
Interesting. And by the way, I say that because Ricky, you know, my wife is, she's the one who's lived in a lot of different cities. I have not. I've always lived in Pittsburgh, so we sort of balance each other that way. How did you learn then? Was it from?
Well, I was working as an executive at a television station, public television station in Morgantown, And I met this guy who, his name is Carl Fleischauer, and he had just completed work on that seminal Library of Congress record, the double record album called The Hammonds Family of Pocahontas County, West Virginia. And I just, Carl just happened to work there. He went on to work for the Library of Congress for the American Folklife Center. He left shortly after I started working for the television station in Morgantown. But he actually introduced me to this music, and I listened to it, and I said, well, you know, that's no Great Shakes. That sounds just like my grandmother, you know, from Summers County. But, of course, I really didn't understand that it really was a Great Shake in the folk music community. And Carl Fleischauer and the late Alan Jabbour built the Library of Congress pretty much on those credentials, those early credentials of, you know, discovering and promoting the Hammonds family of Pocahontas County, West Virginia. And when I listened to that music, I realized I had, it's like the Venn diagram, I had just the slightest a crossover there with my dear grandmother singing that way. No one, I'd never heard anyone else sing like that. But I was captivated by the way she sang, but no one else sounded like that. And she told me that she loved the violin, and what she meant was that she loved the fiddle. Her family all played old-time music. But, of course, by the time I knew her in the 60s, she never heard that music. It wasn't played until people like Alan Jabbour and Carl Fleischauer and a small group of people made this music current again, brought it back.
Did you have time to actually sing with her and make music with her?
No, by the time, but I'm going to sing a song that I learned from her just by listening to her sing. It never occurred to her that anybody would be interested in what she was doing or singing. She just sang to herself, kind of muttering around the house, you know, and I learned this wonderful heartbreaking song. It could make me cry when I thought about it when I was younger. Still could, probably, about the Baltimore fire.
Why don't you sing a little bit of that?
Well, I could do that. Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely,
if you'd like to.
I'd love to do it. All right. Well, I can do my grandmother. She really comes through in this song about the Baltimore fire. And I'll tell you a little story about it before I get into it. She lived in Streeter, West Virginia, a very rural place. I believe it must have been a timbering community. And she and her older sister were there, and Baltimore burned in 1901. And my grandmother would have been about 6 years old by then. And her older sister was probably 10. And my grandmother said that her sister, Grace, could not breathe in the 4 days, like after the Baltimore fire, because the winds carried all that smoke inland. And my aunt, great aunt Grace, could hardly breathe because of the smoke from the Baltimore fire. Isn't that amazing? All right, here it goes. Tap, tap, the music came across the wire of another sad catastrophe so dire. Fair Baltimore City was on fire, and on every breeze you'd hear the sad refrain. Fire, fire, I could hear the cry on every breeze that passeth by, till all the world was one great cry of pity. Strong men in anguish prayed and called aloud to heaven for aid, while the fire in ruin laid fair Baltimore's beautiful city. It was early on an evening in December when I heard the news I ever shall remember, how the fire fiend cast its burning ember on another faded city of Ireland. Fire, fire, I could hear the cry on every breeze that passeth by, till all the world was one great cry of pity. Strong men in anguish prayed and called aloud to heaven for aid, while the fire in ruin laid fair Baltimore's beautiful city.
Just incredible. Just incredible. And
that comes from Charlie Poole, if I'm not mistaken.
Charlie Poole had a hit, national hit with that in 1925, but it didn't sound anything like that. And I like to say that my grandmother turned every song into a lament.
You really do hear the Hazel in your grandma, or the grandma in Hazel Dickens, as you sing that. It's just beautifully, beautifully done. It's just breathtaking.
Thank you so much.
Hello to Bruce. Thanks for checking in just a moment ago. What would you two like to do next? I want to be sure you let me know when you're ready for a break, because we're going to play at least a trio song since Mark couldn't be here. But I know folks want to hear the two of you too.
Should we do David and Bathsheba?
Oh, yeah. Lotus Dickey is one of our heroes. Do you know who Lotus Dickey was?
I do not.
Well, Lotus Dickey was an Indiana fiddler. And it turns out that southern Indiana has a great deal in common with West Virginia, including the accents, the way the people sound. And Lotus Dickey was deeply schooled in the King James Version of the Bible. So he loved the Bible, and he wrote these fabulous songs, and we're going to do one for you called David Loved Bathsheba. And this is one that we always do as a duet anyway. I learned this from the fabulous Keith McManus. If there are any Keith McManus fans out there, give a shout out to Keith. Keith broke my heart one time singing this song as a solo. And so Bill sings it, and I just love the way Keith did it. So I bring in a little of that Craigy sound to what Bill does. So do it. We might have to find our spot on it a little
bit.
Yeah,
you tell me where the pitch is.
How beautiful was Bathsheba a-bathing on the roof, where David's eyes were cast to see amazingly the proof of her devastating beauty, offered every opportunity of learning her identity. Her there to him they took. From David went Bathsheba, departing home in shame. Some days did then pass before he heard from her again. In a moment weak of passion wild, hath David Bathsheba defiled. Her message came, I am with child. He knew who was to blame. Well, David loved Bathsheba, she was another's wife. Ill-fated, oh, he had to be Uriah the Hittite. Being one of David's mighty men, he left him in the fighting, in the thickest of the battle, and alone to lose his life. David loved Bathsheba, saw an overwhelming beauty, flamed a deep desire within. David loved Bathsheba, beguiled, defiled with passion wild, and slew to hide his sin. Up spake the prophet Nathan, a parable one day. There takes a rich man a poor man's only one little ewe lamb away, having of his own so many, sparing not the poor man any. What is to be done with that man, David? Tell me now, I pray. How angrily spake David, that man shall surely die. Oh, year he cried, Nathan, you've taken from Uriah. First you take away his wife, and then you take away his life from him. David repented, God forgave, but struck the child to die. To David and Bathsheba was born another son. Oh, great to them becomes to be the wise King Solomon. With the Spirit of the Lord was filled, was chosen of the Lord to build his temple great exceedingly there in Jerusalem. David loved Bathsheba, saw an overwhelming beauty, flamed a deep desire within. David loved Bathsheba, beguiled, defiled with passion wild, and slewed at his sin. Yes, beguiled, defiled with passion wild, and slewed at his sin.
Becky and Bill Kimmins of Bare Bones singing together. What a beautiful song that was. And I liked the melody, the way that was arranged. Bill, we didn't talk much about your upbringing. How did you learn this music? Was it through Becky? Or?
Well, actually, when I first moved to West Virginia, my very first night in West Virginia, I ended up landing at a music party with the Morris Brothers. I don't know if you know who they are, but they're very famous in the old-time scene.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of old-time musicians, and just kind of fell into it.
Now, was this maybe at Elkins and Davis?
No, or? This was right in Charleston.
Okay.
I mean, literally, I'd just come in from Pontiac, Michigan. A guy from Clendenin had said, I can give you a place to stay, a job. My truck had blown. I'd thrown a rod. He says, I can give you a block for your truck. And I was a carpenter at the time, and I said, let's go. And I'll be there a couple of months, get my truck back on the road. And, Becky, why don't you find that picture of the truck? Because I think, even though you can't see it on the radio.
How old were you around that time?
Oh, gosh, 26, 27,
okay,
28.
So you're docking into town. You expect to be there probably for no more than a week or so.
Well, actually, a couple of months if I'm going to get the truck rebuilt.
Because
I'd have to find a job, and I'd have to get the money and work on getting it rebuilt. I had built a camper on the back of a 50 International pickup truck. It was made of virgin California redwood that I helped dismantle a house in Olema, California. And I traded a week's work for the wood to build the camper, and lived on and off in it for probably 4 years. Took 5.5 months to come across the United States. I had some adventures,
I'll say.
And that's why I think, too, when Becky and I finally settled down, I had all that out of me, you know, because everybody wants to take those adventures, but I'd taken those adventures.
So you was that your first exposure to old-time music?
I had experienced some of it.
Look at that. I'm looking at the truck, and I'm looking at the two of you.
Well, actually, that's not Becky. That's my first wife.
Oh, okay. You know, it's funny because
I was toiling away in Morgantown, West Virginia, as an executive at the Office of Radio, Television, and Motion Pictures.
I was going to say, Becky, that
was
just
not me.
Like you, but that's
I
not
wish
you.
That had been me.
Wish you'd known a blogger. So you were starting to, we're talking about exposure to music before exposure to pictures here.
Well, I basically, there was a lot of old-time music. I grew up in Statesville, North Carolina, Iredell County, and there's a lot of old-time music there, but I wasn't involved that much with the old-time music scene or bluegrass scene. I was much more into theater. I did a lot of musical theater and choirs and all that kind of stuff.
You'd be a great Tevye. Did you ever do
If I were a rich man, I would love to be.
He's auditioning right now, so if somebody wants to hire him as Tevye, he really.
So you haven't done it.
I've not done
everything to do it.
But and not only that, I even saw Topol do it when I was living in Hawaii when it was first out, and
You'd be perfect in that role. Absolutely perfect.
We might have to start our own theater company to give Bill that role.
There you go. why don't we do one more, if that sounds good, with the two of you. And then afterwards, we'll play a recording of the trio. If you're just joining us, by the way, this is Bare Bones is the name of the group. We've linked to their Facebook page. Their website is down right now, I do believe. But if you ever want to reach Bare Bones, you can reach them through us. Or like I said, I've linked to their Facebook page. Or if you Google Bare Bones, West Virginia, you'll find some other places you can get a hold of them. They do have a house concert here in Pittsburgh tonight. And you'll be able to get more information on that from our website. Just go to slbradio.org, look in the lower left-hand corner, click on Bare Bones, and all will be revealed, every bit of it, except that picture we were just looking at. I just saw this spousal, not really debate, but negotiation as to what the next song is going to be.
And okay, we're going to do... we're going to do this tonight. We're going to do this song with Mark Davis. So if there's anybody out there that hears us do it as a duo today, you'll hear the trio do it tonight. And Mark brings a really interesting element to this song. Do you remember the marvelous Marv Johnson?
I don't.
You don't? Well, there's a few of us out there that still remember when Marv
He's
was Marv.
He's not as old as
he
we
was
are.
Pre-Motown. Pre-Motown. But here, let's just kick it off.
Okay.
You ready? The sweet things you do to me, like holding my hand. When I know you let me know that you'll always understand. And
I love the
way that you love. It makes me feel so fine.
I love the way that you love because I know that you're mine, all mine.
I'll never do you wrong. I'll never make you cry.
If you stop loving me, I know that I'll just die.
Because
I love
the way that you love.
It makes me feel so fine. I love the way that you love. Because I know that you're mine, all mine.
Folks tell me now and then,
find somebody new.
I don't care what the people might say. I'm sticking right here with you. Because
I love
the way that you love. It makes me feel so fine.
I love the way that you love.
Because I know that you're mine, all mine. It makes me feel so fine.
I love the way that you love. Because I know that you're mine, all mine. Oh, yes, I know that you're mine, all mine.
I know that you're mine, all mine.
That was just marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. Bare Bones and... with us today, Becky and Bill Kimmons. Mark Davis is fine. He's had his first child. So he's got a six-month-old who was probably very good at getting him up early this morning, but not good at getting him out of the house. Because of the clock, I want to be sure we get your solo number in. We may have time to play a recording of the trio, but I wanted to give preference to you since you're here, okay. As long as you're comfortable doing that at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably our last chance to talk this morning on the radio, at least. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for
having us. Thank you for having us.
Anytime you're here, you know we love to have you. So when you're back through, let us know.
All right.
And tell me about this song.
Well, this is a song that I learned from Hazel Dickens. I learned it off a recording. And I just, it sent chills up and down my spine the first time I ever heard it. And so I've been singing it ever since. It's called, well, she called it Little Margaret. It's actually a child ballad, and it was Lady Margaret, but by the time I got to Mercer County, it was Little Margaret. They didn't have a whole lot of truck with ladies down there in Mercer County. So this one is Little Margaret, as Hazel Dickens sang it. Little Margaret sat in her high hall door, combing her long yellow hair. Said, I go down. No. Excuse me. Oh, can I start over? Every now and then, screw up.
Of course. Yeah. It was me.
Little Margaret sat in her high hall door, combing her long yellow hair. She saw sweet William and his new made bride riding down the road so near. She tucked back her ivory comb, tucked back her long yellow hair. Said, I go down and bid him farewell, and never more go near. It was so lately in the night, when they was fast asleep, little Margaret appeared, all dressed in white, standing at their bed's feet. How well do you like your snow-white pillow? How well do you like your sheet? How well do you like that fair young maid lays in your arms asleep? Right well do I like my snow-white pillow. Right well do I like my sheet. Far better do I like that fair young maid stands at my bed's feet. He called on his servant man to come and saddle the dappled roan, and he rode down to Margaret's house. He rode to her door alone. Is little Margaret in the house, or is she in the hall? Little Margaret lays in her stone-cold coffin with her face turned to the wall. Throw back that snow-white veil, be it ever so fine, and let me kiss those corpy lips, for I know they will never kiss mine. And once he kissed her snow-white hand, and twice he kissed her cheek. Three times he kissed her corpy lips. Then he fell across her breast asleep.
Bare Bones. Look for them tonight. BareBonesR.us is the website. It'll be up soon, I'm sure.
It will be up soon. In fact, it was supposed to be up by now, but...
It'll be up soon. And you might hear this later.
But we do have a Facebook page.
We do, Facebook, Bare Bones. just Bare Bones, and you'll recognize the guy that looks like Santa Claus.
There you go. Well,
and look, then there's a rock and roll group from Australia that has stolen our name, so don't go to their site, sure. And also, like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
We'll look for you again next week here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. With thanks to Bare Bones, Chad Green, Great Mix, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.